This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's moving fast on new membership for Sweden and Finland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
More than 70 rounds fired.
The 30 NATO allies have signed off on the accession protocols for Sweden and Finland, sending the membership bids of the two nations to the alliance capitals for approval. The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of neighboring Ukraine in February and military struggles there since. Despite the alliance agreement on the new membership bids, parliamentary approval in member state Turkey could still pose problems for Sweden and Finland's final inclusion as members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. July 4th parade shooting suspect planned his attacks for weeks, according to police. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
More than 70 rounds fired, captured on Rain and Ellie's video. Lake County Major Crime Task Force's Chris Cavelli says the AR-15-style rifle was legally purchased and traced back to 21-year-old Robert Cremo, who went to great lengths to get away.
Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing.
And Cavelli says
he dropped his rifle and he blended in with the crowd and he escaped. He walked to his mother's home, who lived in the area.
He took her car. Police put out his picture, caught up with him. Cavelli calls the attack random.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
The youngest victim 8, the oldest 85, and several of the wounded are children. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile.